For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And welcome back. This is Megan Barth sitting in for the great Kevin Wall today. And I will be sitting in for him tomorrow as well from 9 to noon. So we've got another hour together on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, coming at you live out of Las Vegas. Also got to give a shout out to my Southern California brethren, 98.1 Talk Now in the Coachella Valley, 1400 AM up in Reno Sparks, Carson City, 1230 AM in Ely, 98.5 FM in Battle Mountain, 101.1 FM in the Amargosa Valley, 98.7 FM in Hawthorne, Nevada. I was actually in Hawthorne. I think I ate at the smallest little bar in Nevada in Hawthorne. I think that was it. And they had great chili. KPVM in Pahrumph. You can call toll free into the show. I'm going to make this a free for all Thursday. 1-844-2-NEVADA. That's toll free, 844-263-8232. And we are no longer the suckers of the world. I think this is one of my favorite sound bites from the Trump administration. And I have to wonder if Stephen Miller wrote that speech that he gave to our troops when he and Melania and some on his staff flew on Christmas night to see our men and women in uniform and give them thanks. And there was one kid who came out of the crowd and told the president, according to Sarah Sanders, that he rejoined the military because of Donald Trump, and told Donald Trump that because of Trump is why that kid was there in Iraq. And President Trump responded, "Well, you are why I'm here." And even though the president continues to show the love of his country, the love of our military, the love of our police officers, the love of the working man, the love of the working class, the love of all people, because if he was a racist, as the Democrats continue to say, he would not be creating opportunity for every American. And again, from the president's trip, I could play on the hour, every hour. So let's go to cut four.
No enemy on earth can match the awesome strength of American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. Nobody's even close. And nobody is even close in terms of our equipment. We make the greatest equipment in the world. We will honor your service by doing everything in our power to defend our homeland and to stop terrorists from entering America's shores. And that includes strengthening of our borders. I don't know if you folks are aware of what's happening. We want to have strong borders in the United States. The Democrats don't want to let us have strong borders. Only for one reason. You know why? Because I want it. So we're not the suckers of the world. We're no longer the suckers, folks. and people aren't looking at us as suckers. 2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group. They were very dominant. Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
Democrats aren't so dominant anymore. But they're going to make you believe they are, especially with all these big spending bills that they're going to force down the American people's throats out of the House, such as the tens of trillions of dollars of spending. Who's going to pay for it? Tens of trillions of dollars of spending, not just from Medicare for All, but from the Green New Deal and the New Deal and this New Deal and that New Deal. But they can't find $5 billion for the border wall. And, you know, this piece of news really struck me because this plays right into the Democrats' hands of KFOX 14, which I believe is at the Texas border. About 500 migrants released by ICE on Wednesday. A few days. Feliz Navidad. Oh, you came to our country illegally? You're squatting here illegally? We can't detain you because we don't have the room. So ICE was literally dropping illegal immigrants off, yep, El Paso, Texas, at undisclosed shelters across El Paso. Here's the story. About 518 migrants are expected to be released by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Wednesday, according to Annunciation House Director Ruben Garcia. That makes more than 1,000 migrants released in the past 3 days. The migrants will be dropped off at undisclosed shelters across El Paso. Garcia said they need relatives or sponsor families to buy bus or plane tickets for their migrants. He said following the death of a Guatemalan boy in custody, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol is working to release families faster. By the way, the death of the Guatemalan boy had nothing to do with how fast our federal officers responded. It has everything to do with sick migrants, sick illegal aliens trying to penetrate our border. And not like the father who dragged his daughter across the desert for 7 days without food or water. He's not getting a Father of the Year award, but the Democrats are certainly going to try to martyr him. So shelter locations, including various churches, have stepped up. All the way from Las Cruces to Mesilla and El Paso, the immigrants are expected to be bused and dropped off. The group released Wednesday includes 10 single and pregnant women. Anchor babies away. I said in a statement earlier this week, the mass release was this week have been processed by Customs and Border Protection. They have been issued a court date to present themselves at. Same policies under Barack Obama. Why do we have the same policies under Barack Obama, under President Trump? Because we have federal judges that are blocking Trump's efforts to ensure that these illegal alien invaders are not going through the proper ports of authority, but can illegally enter the country at any port they deem necessary to break our laws. Catch and release is not over. It's gone on to overdrive. There are about 200 immigrants released Tuesday by ICE, just another 200, and dropped off at a downtown El Paso bus station. Unbelievable. On Sunday, about 400 migrants were released. More illegal aliens released on our streets. More non-English speakers. More pregnant women illegally on our streets, who will then be anchored to our country because they're going to drop their baby at the nearest hospital they can find on a taxpayer dime. You're welcome. Do we ever get thanked by the left? Do the citizens ever get thanked by the left for paying for their ideas that have completely destroyed some communities in states across this country? You know, in Nevada, we have a high number of illegal aliens. And under Republicans, they raised the largest taxes in the state's history in order to educate illegal aliens. Now, when you look at the $1 billion raised in taxes to fund education, when you look at where that money went, it went to English as second language schools. It didn't go to the citizens of this. It didn't go to the kids, the citizens of this country, the ones that were born here. No. The ones that can speak English. No. Didn't go to the teachers' salaries. It went to non-English speakers. 90% of that money went to Zoom schools. And when you look up Zoom schools in Nevada, you can see it's zooming to failure. Because they have a 40% graduation rate and like a 38% literacy rate. No one's speaking English when they come out of Zoom schools, no matter how many billions of dollars you throw at it. So here we go. We've got judges that are upholding the Barack Obama catch and release program. If you make it over here, you don't worry about it. No one's going to catch you. We're just going to give you a piece of paper that says show up at a judge, and that they never do. So we got 1,000 more illegal aliens that have just disappeared into the shadows over the Christmas break. And that's exactly what the Democrats want. And another headline on Drudge that goes directly with illegal aliens is the amount of disease that comes from third world countries. They don't have vaccinations over there like we do. They don't treat illnesses to the extent we treat illnesses like tuberculosis and polio and smallpox and whooping cough. And so now we have this rise, this mysterious, like the CDC just has no idea where this mysterious polio like illness is paralyzing little children from here to New York, across the country. No idea, even though the virus is a Honduran-born virus. Do you think that the increase in Central American quote-unquote refugees, as the left likes to call them, I call them illegal alien invaders, do you think that maybe all of these Honduran illegal alien invaders are bringing the Honduran virus that causes polio? Maybe all of them that are dropped off at our bus stations in Texas or in Nevada or these undisclosed locations. And so I have to scratch my head and say to these suburban soccer mom women that are supposedly voting for Democrats in high numbers, what in the hell are you thinking of? Are you that selfish that you're only thinking about abortion and not your child's health? How is illegal immigration helping you, Miss Soccer Mom? How is it helping your kid? Because at the end of the day, if you're voting Democrat, you're voting to protect illegal aliens, not immigrants. Illegal aliens, there is a distinct difference. So we're going to talk about these ICE drop-offs at undisclosed locations in a little bit more detail and then get some clips from Donald Trump regarding the wall. When we come back, this is Megan Barth filling in for Kevin Wall on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. And family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the great Kevin Wall today. I'm here until noon, and then tomorrow from 9 to noon as well. I'm so excited. Coming at you live from Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now, but you can hear my voice all throughout the state of Nevada and in Southern California, and I love being behind a microphone, and there's going to be more opportunity for me to be behind a microphone when we approach 2019, and so when that news can be released. You will find me a little more often than just subbing for Kevin. And that will be in Nevada as well as some other areas as well. So if you've liked what you've heard today, make sure you tune in tomorrow because we'll be back here with the news. I literally always plan, you know, my 3 hours on the air. You know, you try to draw from a variety of sources and you have kind of an outline that I, you know, would like to go by, and it never works. I mean, I could prepare 16 ways to Sunday and I don't get to probably half of what I wanted to talk about. But I do would love Nevada, 1-844-263-8232. And we will take your calls and you can talk about any of the issues that I've talked about, or if I've missed something, I would be happy to explore a new topic with you. But what we were talking about before we went to break was, one, I don't understand how soccer moms, those middle class suburban women, are voting in droves for Democrats. Never could understand that one. Were they really enticed by the pink hats wearing on their heads and marching for some sort of rights? They were Judge Kavanaugh, who was falsely accused of being a gang rapist by the left, He sided with Planned Parenthood to make sure that your sacred cow of abortion could get federal funds. Okay, your abortion, suburban women, don't worry about it. But what I have no idea, what I can't say I have a huge cross-section of friends that are soccer moms, but what are they thinking of? What are they voting for? And what are they voting against? You know, does there has to be something beyond abortion. Okay, so we can take that off the table, can we? So let's go to the aliens. Why must I pay out of my tax dollars for somebody who is not supposed to be here, who broke our laws in order to cross our borders? We do have legal ports of entry, but a judge just said, no, I'm sorry, but you have to basically let, you know, these migrants just enter our country at any given point of their choosing. Our laws be damned, according to Obama-appointed judges. And so these soccer moms are watching their property taxes go up in order to fund education, but not education for the citizens of this state. It's for the non-citizens that have illegally resided in this state and that demand a free education. And so we watch our hospitals continue to get overrun with third world diseases from third world migrants. We watch our communities get overrun with costs due to these diseases and due to third world migrants. We watch our school systems be overrun with costs due to third world illegal migrants, aliens. And these soccer moms must say, oh, that's okay. That's fine. I don't mind a polio-like disease ravaging my community. It's fine. As long as we treat immigrants fairly. Again, the left purposely conflates the two. They use immigrants for all. And what they need to do is separate. We are a nation of immigrants. We are not a nation of illegal immigrants. And Democrats want to make sure that we are a nation of illegal immigrants. And actually, a listener had sent me this over the last break. And I took a quick look at it. But Sheila Jackson Lee. Yeah, that brainchild out of Texas, Democrat.
Progressive.
She's introducing a bill in the House to Protect America Taxpayers and Secure Border Act. Protect America Taxpayers? No, she just wants to make sure that taxpayer money isn't going to fund the wall. That's how crazy the Democrats are. And those soccer moms are just happy to vote with them. Hopefully that'll change. But what's not going to change is me coming back after this break. This is 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Megan Barth filling in for the great Kevin Wall. And we'll be right back.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the great Kevin Wall today on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks, coming at you live out of Las Vegas. And Feliz Navidad is appropriate, since we just let out over 1,000 illegal aliens onto the streets at undisclosed locations throughout Texas. Never mind that we have ports of entry that these illegal aliens are refusing to use. Like other immigrants. Again, immigrants and illegal immigrants. And the left conflate these two. And they do it on purpose in order for their fearful flock to believe that the Republicans are racist, that we're against people of brown color. No, we are against illegal immigration. And actually, most Americans are against illegal immigration, much like the Democrats were against illegal immigration during the Barack Obama era. But all of a sudden now, These illegal immigrants are seen as a new powerful base for the Democrats, not only because of the potential votes they could bring or the registrations they could bring, but the census, as I was talking about, because currently, up until, well, since 1950, we haven't asked the citizenship question. Thereby, the New York Times tells us that illegal aliens and legal aliens tend to flock to Democrat areas. Geez, I wonder why. And thereby, it gives the Democrats more and more power. It gives them more appropriate appropriations when it comes to representation. Illegal aliens do. So that's why Democrats want to protect illegal aliens. It's for their power and, of course, the dependency and growth on government. But the American people seem to want a wall. When you go over to GoFundMe, you find, of course, the Brian Colfage page, who is a Purple Heart recipient and a triple amputee veteran. And just in a short week, he has raised over $13 million for the wall. He currently has $17,535,968 to fund the wall. And it's come from a variety of people. Just recently, a gal named Linda gave $100. Gabe gave $25. Tracy gave another $100. Anonymous gave $20. And you can donate here. But it shows you the spirit of the American people that, yeah, actually, we do want a wall. And it's not because we hate brown people. It's because we have a country. We have a country to protect, and we have a country to save. And whether it's called a wall or it's called a border or it's called a fence, we want an actual wall or a border or a fence or something that actually would keep illegal criminals out of our country. Those that choose to trek across the Mexican deserts and the country in order to illegally invade our state. Now, if they were true refugees, they would stop in Mexico. That's in accordance to law, and say when you get to the first country, you can seek asylum and claim refugee status in that country. And Mexico has bent over backwards and tried to offer these illegal alien Cloward Piven invaders jobs. They've offered them shelter. They've offered them food. They've offered them water, etc. And most of them said, nope, we are hellbound on getting to the United States. F the United States laws. United Nations basically tells me I have a right to migrate anywhere. So the American people want this wall. The Democrats don't want the wall. The Democrats are willing to keep the government shut down for as long to make a political point. And Sheila Jackson Lee, that quote unquote rocket scientist out of Texas, just introduced a bill that no taxpayer dollars are going to go to fund the wall. So the primary duty of the commander-in-chief, oh, by the way, is to protect us from enemies foreign and domestic, and our taxpayer dollars are part of the defense fund. And so I'm sure that Donald Trump is going to be able to find a wall, taking in the shutdown money as he has promised, as well as perhaps some appropriations for defense spending. Because the border is our defense. And it seems like a lot of people want to talk about the wall because all of our lines are busy. I'll invite you to call. I'll take a couple calls to clean up some lines and make some room for future callers. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Let's go to Ron, who wants to talk about the wall on line 3. Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Megan. You and I go back a while. You know, you may not believe it, but you and I go back to Rhythm Kitchen.
Oh, yes. Okay. Hi. How you doing, Ron?
I'm the guy, remember, I'm the guy that I told you, you don't want to get to know me, honey, because I'm trouble.
Well, what's on your mind, trouble?
Man, back then, I didn't know you'd be where you were coming from. You know, I just met you that night. I think that was your first night there, you know, with Kevin.
And it was.
I was with behind Trump. I was behind Trump all the way, and that's what we talked about. But anyway, years ago when I first came here to Vegas, it was 1980. When you go and you play Keno, they have a little reminder there on the table that Keno helped build the Great Wall of China. Did you ever hear of that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Keno comes from China. And the Emperor of China, when they had all the trouble with the Mongolians coming over to China and raiding and killing and all that stuff, just like we're having a problem on our southern border in a way, This king of China decided, or emperor of China decided to start the Keno lottery. and that's the money he used to build the Great Wall of China.
So well, you know,
Mr. Trump.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ron. I thought you were done. One caller out of the Palm Springs area, I think his name is John as well, or John, your name is Ron, he said wall bonds, and I thought that was a great idea. Instead of war bonds, we have wall bonds, and the American people can choose to purchase.
Yeah, that's another good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea, too. I thought I heard that guy when he was talking about it. But see, the Keno lottery goes all the way back to the Great Wall of China, and it stopped all the Mongolians, and where'd they go? They went over to Iran and Iraq and took over. They took over almost the whole world, all Russia and everything. But well, the Great Wall stopped the Mongolian invasion of China, you know? Read your history.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Ron. When I play Keno, I'll remember that. Yeah, perhaps a Keno for a wall or a wall bond is also something I'll play. But I never get paid by Keno. Every once in a while, I'll get a six spot or something like that. But let's go to Stephen on line two. Hi, Stephen. It's Megan.
Yeah, good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
I wanted to thank you for being there and wish you a happy new year.
Thank you.
And encourage, you're welcome, and encourage people from my perspective. I've been here, I probably met you about the same time as Ron. I've been here 46 years, and about 30 of it has been as a talk show junkie, I admit to that. And folks, you can't take a lady like a public servant, a true American patriot like this for granted. So I've got a suggestion that I want to make for tomorrow to the listening audience. Folks, when this show's over, call three of your friends, tell them about the show tomorrow, and ask them to call three of their friends that might listen to talk radio. And let's get this started. Otherwise, I'm not sure people are going to get 46 more years of freedom, somewhat freedom in Nevada. We're in trouble. This lady can do something. Now, Megan, I'd like to ask you a favor.
Sure.
If there's any way you can get Danny Tarkanian, I'd love to hear his discussion on the vote fraud issue, how he was afraid. He was ahead in every poll that was taken. And then, miraculously, he lost by exactly the same amount that he was supposedly ahead by. Sooner or later, we have to have public servants that begin to question, are we really voting and selecting someone, or is it just a Halloween show of some kind?
Like a charade, so to speak.
Folks, let's find out if we can get Danny on tomorrow. If you know Danny, give him a call and have him send an email to Megan. And let's see if we can get Danny to call in and discuss. I can't listen to the rest of the show today. I have an appointment, but I get the gentleman doing the meeting to give me time to make this call, and I really appreciate you taking my call, young lady.
Oh, Stephen, thank you so much, and I hope you tell two or three of your friends to listen too, and I'm so glad that you had the opportunity to listen today and that you are a radio talk show junkie, because so am I, and so we must stand together. Most people, like, you know, Judy, for example, our other caller at the top of the hour, she said she doesn't even watch the news anymore. And you know how many people have told me that? They're just not watching even Fox News. And we just saw on Drudge, I think, and I'll grab this before the next break, or right after the next break, that Hannity's numbers are slipping, taking a huge dip. And for the first time, MSNBC has surpassed Fox News in the ratings. What does that tell you? People are really turning in to Rachel Maddow for the news. People are really tuning in to the race baiter poverty pimp by the name of Al Sharpton for the news. And see, the left has done a really good job of destroying journalism. Everything they touch, they seem to destroy. Because journalists would hide their bias, like Walter Cronkite, right? He'd more or less hide his bias. But then Dan Rather, of course, came out with that manufactured article against George Bush in order to destroy another Republican. It's, you know, the press never tries to destroy Democrats, it seems. It's always that they need to politically destroy Republican candidates. But that's one of the reasons why I started ReaganBabe.com is I was not seeing news in the headlines. I was seeing Democrat talking points recycled into headlines. And in order to manipulate and deceive the reader. So this narrative that the Democrats create through their propaganda medium called the mainstream media is intentful to deceive and manipulate the reader, to give the reader a false perception of what is going on. And you and I all know that people are getting their news now so quickly and through 140 character tweets and through headlines. Like Samantha Powers, the unmasker-in-chief who unmasked 200 people while she was part of the UN for the Barack Obama administration. 200 people in the Donald Trump campaign. What the hell is she doing unmasking people? She works for the UN. She came out with a tweet the other day, said, you know, people just... you know, people just read headlines. Well, and that's exactly what the mainstream media and the Democrats are relying on, is that you only read the headlines to get the truth, that you really don't dig down for the truth. You know, that's what politicians rely on, that you really don't. You don't have journalists anymore that dig for the truth. I mean, there's very few journalists I can name, perhaps maybe on one hand, that really does the job of a gumshoe reporter, of a gumshoe journalist, of an investigative reporter. One is Katie Grimes in California. The other is Sarah Carter in D.C. and Cheryl Atkinson and maybe a handful of others. Notice how they're all women. Love it. But Cheryl Atkinson sued the Barack Obama administration and is in currently in a case in front of the Supreme Court because he tapped her phones and computers. And the press is screaming somehow about how this president is the enemy of the press. Barack Obama was a huge enemy of the press. Multiple lawsuits by the AP, bugging reporters' phones like James Rosen and Cheryl Atkinson. And yet the press didn't really say a peep because it's all about the power. The power of the Democrat Party. The power to fundamentally transform this country. Which I'll leave with before this next break, and then I'll take your calls and then we'll finish out. But have you ever heard anybody say, I love you, but I need to fundamentally transform you? So when Barack Obama comes up on stage and tells us that he was 4 days away from the fundamental transformation of this country, I expected somebody in the mainstream media say, what does that mean and how are you going to do it? And then you have to ask yourself, does somebody really love something if they really want to fundamentally transform it? And so Barack Obama ushered in a huge swath of socialism under his legacy called Obamacare, right? And so all the little Marxists started rallying around Obama. And now we got a whole bunch of new Marxists into the Democrat Party.
The progressive wing of the Democrat Party. They're so progressive.
And Nancy Pelosi is right in the middle in a quandary. Does she go full-blown commie or does she go moderate commie? And so as the Democrats continue to tear down our institutions and tear down the white man and tear down conservative women and tear down the walls and tear down our history and tear down our culture, they need to in order to fundamentally transform our country into a third world hellhole. And that's exactly what you'll find in the streets of Los Angeles or in the streets of San Francisco, where no longer do you need just a map to get around San Francisco. You need a poop map to get around San Francisco because of all of the homelessness and illegal immigration that has penetrated that city. And so we'll take your calls after this. We'll close out with some calls. We got one line open. If you'd like to call, 1-844-2-NEVADA, 1-844-263-8232. We'll be right back after this break. This is Megan Barth filling in with Kevin Wall on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen region's seasonal dessert. Then get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. This is Megan Barth, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, coming at you live out of Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to us all across the state of Nevada and in Southern California. And we've got time to take a couple calls. And by the way, I'm filling in for Kevin Wall today and tomorrow. So 9 to noon, don't turn that dial. I will be back in this seat behind this mic taking your calls during those 3 hours as well. So let's go to Gary on line one. Hi, Gary. It's Megan.
Merry Christmas, Megan.
Merry
Thank you
Christmas.
For filling in for Kevin.
You're welcome.
You know, I hate repeat shows. I hate that. So I'm so glad you're there. Hey, listen, I'm going to try not to be so deplorable because Jameson said that maybe I shouldn't ask you the question I was going to ask. But something has to be done, and you guys have to do more because right now, all talk radio, conservative talk radio, sounds like the musicians on the Titanic as it's going down. The band just keeps playing, and the ship is sinking. I know you're doing the best you can, but I really need to have Donald Trump address the nation before or after the State of the Union address, because you know they're going to make fun of him on Saturday Night Live. He should really interrupt Saturday Night Live and address the nation about what the heck is really going on, that it is a crisis and something dramatic has to be done.
And I agree.
I wish he would get on the radio more. I don't understand it. The man has so much energy. He's everywhere doing everything he can by himself, but he don't get on the radio. Why? I don't understand it. And talk to people like you and me and everything like that. You know,
well, I think he's got a big...
discuss things.
Yeah, I think he's... And thank you so much, Gary, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you in the new year, if not before. But, you know, Donald Trump has a very big microphone. One of his biggest microphones is Twitter. His second biggest microphone is an address from the Oval Office, which would be carried nationally. Reagan often used opportune times to speak from the Oval Office regarding a variety of issues. And I think that illegal immigration is actually one of these issues, and I don't disagree with you. And I think that Stephen Miller should write a speech. And he needs to address the American public outside of the State of the Union. I think that this border wall issue, specific because of the government shutdown and the scare tactics being used by the Dems and the ability of the Dems to conflate the two issues of legal immigration and illegal immigration and then just dump it all into one pile, deserves some extra time, Gary. And I don't disagree with you. I think he's probably a little busy to come on talk radio, but I got to tell you, I've interviewed Eric Trump. I know he's still doing interviews. Donald Trump Jr. is still doing interviews, and other members of the administration. And so, but I think, you know, Donald Trump will perhaps do some radio when he gets back on the campaign trail. But as president, I think that he's got a much bigger microphone than this show and others for now. But thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. And let's go to Lois to finish it out on line two. Hi, Lois.
Hi. Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have two comments. One is about the Fox News Network. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's all I have watched because of the negative news that's on the other stations. But I think that the ratings have gone down because recently, I know the guy, one of the anchors, his name is Shepard, I think, he has turned negative on Trump too much. I can't even stand to listen to him. I have to turn him off. And there's too many Democrats on there with the negative news and just saying so stupid things. And we get enough of that on the other stations. Why can't Fox News have people on that make sense and tell the truth? And I think they just are going downhill because of that. And I think Hannity is great, and when he's not on, he's on vacation now. He's got other people. I think the ratings have gone down for Hannity because of that.
Well,
so that's my comment.
Thank you, Lois. Well, maybe I'll be on Fox News someday and turn that around. But you know what? We just want news that is impartial. We want the facts, nothing more. We don't need the snide commentary from Shep or the snide commentary from others. Just report the news. We have our own feelings to figure it out. We can be happy. We can be sad. We can be critical. Just feed us the truth. And I promise to do that tomorrow when I come back in place for Kevin from 9 to noon. Don't turn that dial. This is Megan Barth, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.